Good afternoon. I'm Bill Kuntz, Elizabeth's son. My family would like to extend our gratitude for those of you who came to honor my mother today. She was not a very demanding person, but I think she would have insisted that this not be a sad occasion, that this be a celebration of her life. And I'm glad a lot of you decided to wear some colorful outfits. She would have enjoyed that as well. Our family will be here after the ceremony. If we haven't met, I would love to meet you. And again, we appreciate some of you came from out of state, some of you from all the way down the hall. And it really means a great deal to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill, for that warm welcome. Would you now take your hymnal, please, and turn to number 611, He Hideth My Soul. This is a hymn composed by Fanny Crosby, and she has sung or composed a number of thousands of these hymns and poems. So let's sing together heartily from the stanzas of He Hideth My Soul in the Cleft of the Rock.
I think I've had a chance to meet a number of you, I'm Betsy Koontz. I'm Elizabeth's daughter. And like Bill said, I'm sure there are a few of you that I've missed, so I'd really love the chance to not only meet you, but if you'd be willing to share a memory that you have of my mom, that would be just awesome. I'm sure we all have many. Over the last few weeks, I feel like I've been really lucky. I'm grateful that I was able to spend as much time with my mom before she died. I was oddly planning to be on vacation when she called and said, hey, you know, I'm really sick. And I was like, okay, so then I can spend my vacation with you. And it was a really fun time to be able to talk to her about a lot of the good times that we had as a family growing up, and just to have also some time to spend with all of you. So I just have a few things I wanted to share of things that really stand out to me about the life that she led and that Bill and I got to have with her and my dad. So you'll see a lot of the sort of facts in the obituary, so I'm going to leave that to you to read. But one of the things I really remember about her is that she found a way to enjoy almost everything. And, you know, she would never make it sound like it wasn't her idea in the first place, but I really think that a certain number of things over her life were not her idea. You know, no offense to those of you who might be from there, but I really don't think that Florida was her idea when they lived in Florida. And yet, what she talked about was how fun it was to go on airboat rides and how she enjoyed Parrot Jungle and how she enjoyed the choir there. And so she found a good deal of fun even in Florida. She also conned other people into enjoying things. Like when we were children, she conned us into, when we had to go to the airport to pick people up, that it was all fun for us because we got to play on the moving sidewalks. But I think that's part of who she was, is she just thought, well, you're doing it, so you might as well have a good time. Another thing that I'll always remember about her is that she loved old friends, but she loved meeting new friends almost as much. And she has stayed in touch with a lot of people over the years, but one of the things I specifically remember is I went away to college and you know, mom and dad went with me and we were at Welcome Week, and she started telling me about all the students that she had met. And I'm really pretty sure that she met more people during Welcome Week in my freshman year than I did. Another thing that maybe goes without saying that I'll always remember about her is her love of music. After the service today, we'll put up a bunch of photos of her. And one of the things that you'll notice is that she, from a very young age, was part of music. She learned to play the violin as a child. And I think she partly came by that because of her father, who was part of a barbershop quartet. And she really early on got involved also in being a part of choirs in church. And eventually, as you know, became a choir leader both in Santa Rosa and also up here. And I have to express a big word of gratitude to the Sandpipers because you were part of what really made this a joyous experience for her here at Warm Beach. So thank you for that. I'm glad we're going to hear from you later today. And then last but not least, she really liked sharing words of wisdom with people and sharing in people's lives and hearing about what was up with them. And I remember she liked to just talk on the big bed. My parents had this big king-size bed, and she thought that it was just the greatest thing if you would come and sit on the big bed and tell her about the kinds of things that were going on in your life so that she could impart words of wisdom. And one of the words of wisdom that she always said, I believe, Bill, every time we left the house was, okay now, be good. Just, I'm really not certain how well that went for her, but she kept saying it. Anyway. one of the things I got yesterday, which reminded me of who she was too, is really she had Bill and me as the kids, but really she had an amazing capacity to be a mom for a bunch of other people and was called on to do that over and over. She acquired other daughters from all kinds of places and for all kinds of reasons. And one of her daughters that she acquired from this guild group that she led when she was a young woman, Jamie, she sent me this letter that she wrote. I'm going to try really hard to make it through it. Jamie writes, "You are my precious spiritual mother. You have brought such joy to my life that I cannot even find words to express it. When I was with you, I knew that I was with a beautiful woman of God. You have shown me how to be a woman of character. Oh, Elizabeth, so sweet, loving, and kind, you listened, loved, and spoke godly words of wisdom. You shared precious scriptures with me, and your prayers held me up. You were always there for me, and we shared so many precious moments. You leave a rich and full legacy. You've touched the lives and hearts of so many during your amazing 90 years. I am only one of so many who felt your love and friendship, and yet I am sure that we all felt that you loved us most. You had such a way of sharing God's love with us. Oh, how I will miss you, Elizabeth, but I know you have gone on to your greatest reward ever. I will see you in lesson heaven soon. What a glorious day that will be, a jewel in your crown, Jamie." Thank you.
Thank you, Betsy, for those kind words and remembrances on your part. The Sandpiper Chorus has a few men now singing with it, and So I asked permission if we could include some of the Beechwood Boys to sing along with the Sandpiper Women. And so we would like to make a package of two songs that would be favorites of Elizabeth, the first of which is Fanny Crosby's song again called Saved by Grace.
Oh,
Helia Felton, the granddaughter of Helen Felton, who is a member of the singer group, wrote a poem in honor of Elizabeth. And so I'd just like to read that at this time. To everything there is a season, but change is difficult to grasp, leaves us wondering the reason for every turning moment past. As you have gone, a change has come. One harsh as winter's winds, we wrap our memories around us while that icy wind descends. Warmth from memories we take, some good, some bad, but all the same, it is in the past we find you waiting as raging winds that howl your name. Yet, in the darkness, we see you smile. There is no fear or shame. Your light reminds us not to shiver and gives us warmth again. The fire of memories burns within us and ebbs the fear of change. Instead, we look beyond our realm where your heart will now remain. The second of the numbers that we've chosen to sing was definitely a favorite of Elizabeth Kuntz, titled My God and I.
We pass our hands.
Would you take your hymnal one more time, please, and turn with me to number 502, 502. And we'll sing the three stanzas of this gospel song. And one matter, you know, I grew up in the East, in New England, and led choirs there, and we would come to the chorus of this song, and we would sing it. In my heart, there rings a melody, and then pick up the tempo after that. So please follow when we get to that. Just the first time that when you sing it on the refrain. I know you'll catch on.
Recently, Elizabeth had been memorizing and savoring Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget none of his benefits, who pardons all of your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with loving kindness and compassion, who satisfies your years with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. And losing Elizabeth hasn't been as hard because she had such an utter confidence of what was next. John 14, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way I'm going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you're going. How do we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
The joy of the Lord was her strength. And I don't know what remains to be said about Lady Elizabeth other than that. The joy of the Lord was her strength. She gave such wonderful joy to everyone she encountered. Her life infected us all with a lively spirit, an upbeat passion, a zest for living, that pointed us all to the source of her joy, her faith in her Lord Jesus Christ. During her last weeks here on earth, before she was transported to the realms of glory, as Karen said, she was occupying herself with memorizing Psalm 103. Many of you know that to be true. I'm not sure why she picked Psalm 103, but she told me she was reviewing it in her memory so that she would forget not all his benefits to her. And they are listed there, all the benefits. Perhaps there are others that aren't listed there, but all of them that are listed there pretty much cover the waterfront. They're enough. I find another one in the second verse of the psalm, the second line, that says, "Praise the Lord, O my soul, and all my inmost being, praise his holy name." It was from her inmost being that she praised the Lord, wasn't it? I remember the last time she led congregational singing up here on Sunday morning. I don't remember what the date was. It was some months ago. But she was directing with so much vigor, her feet were coming off the floor. And that's how we knew the source of her joy was deep within her, even at that point. And we hoped it wasn't the last time she was going to do that. It turned out it was the last time she was going to do that here. But folks, be ready. She will be ready when we see her again. And we better be ready to sing. Praise the Lord, O my soul. It was from inside the depths of her being that she worshiped God. And of course, now that she is with the Lord face to face, she's praising him all the more completely. How can that be? How can one praise the Lord more than Elizabeth praised the Lord when she was leading a group, singing and putting her whole self into it? But beyond this world of time and space, line and verse, meter and tone, the harmonies which she praises the Lord with now are beyond us. But the words of Psalm 103 attributed to David, Elizabeth has bequeathed to us for our edification. So I want to read them to you again. Karen said that she told her to read them in the New American Standard, and that might have something to do with Bible study fellowship, but I want to use the New King James to read this beautiful Psalm 103. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executes righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. He will not always strive with us, nor will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor punished us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us. As a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. He knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, His days are like grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourishes. But the wind passes over it, and it's gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, you his angels, who excel in strength, who do his word, heeding the voice of his word. Bless the Lord, all you his hosts, you ministers of his who do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Perhaps you're saying, isn't that a bit exaggerated? Forgives all your sins? The historical fact is, and it's a fact of belief as well, the blood of Jesus Christ paid the penalty for all of the sin of all of the people in all the world over all time. Jesus' blood covers all sin. There's nothing else that does, but his blood does. Heals all diseases. What about Perry, that unwanted companion that she carried inside and made fun of by introducing him to her friends? Well, where is Perry now? He's gone. And where Elizabeth is now, there's no sin and no disease, but there is the crown of life and the unfettered love and compassion of the Lord. It abounds where she is. So Psalm 103 concludes with the repeated command to praise the Lord or bless the Lord, because he is the sovereign Lord, whose throne is established in the heavens, and whose kingdom rules over all. I mean, everything, all. So we praise him. With all the angels, we praise him. Those mighty ones, the warrior angels, the swiftly flying ones, the messenger angels, we praise the Lord. With all the legions and hosts of heaven, all the myriads of created spirit beings, we don't even know what they're called. We don't even know what their purposes are. We don't even see them. With all of them, we praise the Lord. With all people and all God's created works in heaven above and here on earth and even under the earth, we praise the Lord. With Elizabeth Kuntz, we praise the Lord. Our dear departed sister in Christ, we praise him, and we will not stop praising him. Let's go to him in prayer at this time. Oh God, our dear Heavenly Father, we praise you today for who you are, the great Creator God. We praise you for what you have done, sending Jesus to be our Savior. We praise you for the way you are, so loving and kind and merciful and patient. Thank you, Lord, for Elizabeth Kuntz. Thank you for giving her to us for these few years. She was such a blessing, such an inspiration, such a fun person and dear friend. Help us, Lord, at this time in our spiritual pilgrimage. We're going to miss her. We're already missing her. Please send the comfort of your Holy Spirit to be with us, to be with her family, to be with her many friends and neighbors. We don't really need to tell you to take good care of her. We know you're already doing that. But it helps us to just trust her into your loving hands. So again, we praise you for your many blessings, and we thank you for your faithfulness every day of our lives. In Jesus' name and for his sake, we praise you. Amen.
You know, Elizabeth had a great sense of humor. She was just a joy to be around and have around. We go back a long way. We were missionaries together in Ecuador and ministered to serve with her and her husband. We're a wonderful couple. It was a lot of fun to be with her and have that memory, those memories. I remember times when we would pick her up and we'd take her over to our house and have her over for dinner. And, you know, we'd drive home and I'd say, well, you know, having dinner with us, there's going to be dishes to do afterwards and maybe the floor to wash. You know, I mean, you got to do something for the meal you're going to have. And, oh, she'd just laugh. You know, we just had a great time. But always something she found funny in anything. She was just a wonderful lady, had a great sense of humor, and just happy. She's just happy and joyous all the time. This is just so fun to be around. We're going to do a song that, it's still kind of a work in progress, but it's kind of fun. I think she would have enjoyed it. I think she would really enjoy it. So we'll try it and see what happens.
Step into the water, way down a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of his love. Oh, step into the water, way down a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God.
It's time we the people stand up for what is right. It's time we squared our shoulders back and raised our swords to fight. For the Bible is my weapon and the Spirit is my shield. The church needs more of its members to be workers in the field.
Step into the water, way down a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of his love. Oh, step into the water, way down a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. To the Lamb of God. There is victory for the Christian who walks a narrow way. There's been a fight appointed for the soul who does not stray. For I want to live for Jesus, be all that I should be. So I can rest with him forever, live eternally. Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of his love. Oh, step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. To the Lamb of God. Step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of his love. Oh, step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. Come on and step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Wet your feet in the water of his love. Oh, step into the water, wade out a little bit deeper. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. Come join angels singing, hear those glad bells ringing. Come join angels singing praises to the Lamb of God. Come on, children, step into the water, children. Come on, children, step into the water, children. Come on, children, step into the water, children.
You know, I look here over at the choir, and I know some of the things that Elizabeth had a lot of. She was always so excited to lead the choir. That was a major, major part of her life here, and a lot of good conversations about it. It was wonderful. So you guys were just a tremendous blessing. And, you know, I apologize, we kind of have our backs to you. We don't mean to do that. But, you know, we're singing to you as well. You know, we're praising God with you as well. You know, one of my last conversations that we had with Elizabeth, you know, she was almost just, I think it was just about 2 weeks maybe before she passed, if that even. You know, she was, she said, you know, I'm not scared, you know. I'm going to see my Jesus. So, it was wonderful.
Behold the tabernacle of God.
Alpha and Omega. Well, beginning and the end. Son of God, King of Kings, the Lord of everything. He is Lord.
Our last song, final song, we want to acknowledge that God is in this place. We are so I know that there are angels
Take your hymnal, please, and turn to number 772. We'll sing the four stanzas, but after the third stanza, we'll stop there prior to the chorus, and I'm going to ask us then, and any of us that are able, to stand and to sing that final verse. But right now, verses 1, 2, and 3 of 772. Together, please, and sing out on that final verse and sing out in harmony as well. Onward to the prize. 2, 3, 6.
Onward to the prize.
I want to thank you all for coming today and praising the Lord together and remembering Elizabeth with such joy and deep meaning. And family would like you to stick around and enjoy some refreshments now and watch also a video slideshow of her life. So before we part, please receive this blessing. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit go with us all from this place and be with us forevermore. Amen.